Welcome to the St. Dominic Media Podcast, where we strive to share the power of the Word with the world. You are listening to Distilled Faith, the show about prayer. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy the show. On today's episode, we're going to talk about the importance of modeling prayer for others. Welcome to Distilled Faith, the show about prayer. When Jesus teaches us about prayer, he says, go into your inner room and pray in secret that your Father may see you. Does that mean that we can't pray in front of others? Is that always wrong? How do we model our prayer for others and teach them how to pray? So to dive into our subject for today, I would like to welcome Lenora to the show. Welcome.
Hello, Father. Very nice to be here. Thank you.
Great to have you. And to have our conversation today, you brought a little libation to share. Tell me just about that.
Well, actually, I brought you some port. I thought it would be a nice wine to have conversation. It's very relaxing and a great conversation wine.
So. Great. Look forward to sharing it with you. So, Lenora, tell me about an experience you had where someone modeled prayer for you that inspired you in your prayer life.
Yes, my paternal grandmother, she modeled prayer for me. I was not raised Catholic. I was raised Pentecostal. Mm-hmm. But my grandmother would get up every morning. It was a ritual for her to read her Bible and pray and meditate over the Word of God. And I did not see her on a daily basis, but I knew that that was her daily ritual. And mm-hmm. so when we were together on the weekends, I would watch her. With her rituals, it was the same thing every day. It was her time with God. And I just remember sitting there at her feet, at her rocking chair, and she would just read the Bible silently, and then she would share with me, you know, what the Word of God was.
And yeah. So, well, and I think that's, like you said, a couple of things mm-hmm. to take away from that, that mm-hmm. even though you didn't see her every time she went to prayer, mm-hmm. you knew that because yes. this was her routine, that she's yes. always at prayer, especially in the morning and such. Mm-hmm. And so that model of mm-hmm. seeing what you did, but even filling in the gaps, that mm-hmm. the know that she's always mm-hmm. a woman of prayer, putting God first.
Yes.
And for that to be modeled for you. I know mm-hmm. for me in my life, my father, he prays the rosary, one of our Catholic devotions. And I was home on a visit at one point, and I was up earlier than usual, and I saw him praying the rosary, and I was like, "Oh wow! Like you're praying the rosary. I didn't know that this was part of part of your routines." It was very encouraging and inspiring for me. And so again, it's just great to see how people do pray not for show, right? Mm-hmm. They're not falling into where Jesus was saying, go into your inner room and pray in secret, because they're not praying for show. But when we get to see them model prayer for us, how important that is to inspire and encourage us, as it did for you.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. And as I, reflect on that scripture, Jesus telling us, I think that one of the important lessons we can take away just from the short story you've shared so far is how important it is for us as parents to make sure we are modeling for others, for friends, for children, mm-hmm. that this is part of the Christian life, that we learn by imitation. Mm-hmm. We see others praying in various ways, and that's how we learn how to pray. And what were some of the different ways that you saw her pray that were educational for you?
Well, just singing, like St. Augustine said, singing is, also worshiping God. Her voice, just her actions, her quietness, and how she carried herself. Life is a prayer, and she modeled that for me. I can't say that I always practice mm-hmm. just as
sure.
she did, but she definitely had great influence over me, and it helped me as I got older, to pray over my son and my grandchildren.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Well, and I think you shared something before our episode today that mm-hmm. that she shared with you how she prayed for you mm-hmm. and prayed for others. And mm-hmm. so just tell me about that. What was it like to know that someone that loved you dearly and was a deep person of faith mm-hmm. was praying for you, even if from a distance?
Right. Well, it definitely made me feel like I was valuable, you know, and loved, mm-hmm. and it gave me hope, mm-hmm. Which, you know, I shared a little bit about how my life was, and so just knowing, you know, that she was praying for me and my sister, it just meant so much. Words can't describe it, really.
Yeah, well, and do you, as you pray for others, like, do you share with them and encourage them, like, let them know that you're interceding for them? Like, how have mm-hmm. you taken the experience mm-hmm. when you were on the receiving end, mm-hmm. and maybe how does that apply when you're on the giving end?
Well, I have three grandchildren, mm-hmm. and their mom had a blanket made with mm-hmm. their names on it, and I, you know, have shared with my grandchildren that I hug them with my prayers, and they know that I pray for them every day. I mm-hmm. share that with them. They don't live here locally, so I let them know that when I'm not with them, that I'm hugging them with my prayers. So I'm mm-hmm. sitting in my quiet space, you know, my time with God, praying for my grandchildren. Other ways that I let people know that I'm praying for them, if they let me know that they need prayer, I can pray for them right then, or sometimes text them a message letting mm-hmm. them know that I'm praying for them, or actually send them a prayer.
Beautiful.
So, you know, I just know what a gift it is for me when I know that someone's praying for me and I want to share that gift with others.
Yeah. And again, I think that's so important. You know, what Jesus was not commanding us to do was to hide from people we love the acts of love that we're doing for them, but rather don't try to impress others, you know, mm-hmm. by mm-hmm. doing things just for show. Right. But yet how important it is to let people know that, hey, we're mm-hmm. all called to mm-hmm. have a relationship with God, to set time aside daily, quiet time. We're all called to live out our charity, our care for one another mm-hmm. by praying for one another.
Right.
And mm-hmm. again, everyone's gonna find a different balance, different ways to do it. I know mm-hmm. one family that I have walked with, mm-hmm. We're in a small group and they have made some commitments. Mm-hmm. And one of them, one of the commitments that this group was making was to pray together as a family. Well, mm-hmm. one of the couples in the group, their kids are grown and in, mm-hmm. living in other cities. Mm-hmm. But what they've done is they have welcomed their neighbors and mm-hmm. other local people to say, hey, we're going to live out this prayer commitment to model for them and inspire right. them mm-hmm. to even offer to those locally. Mm-hmm. But what they've also done in our digital age these days, they've mm-hmm. used the phone, the iPad, the mm-hmm. the different devices
right.
to invite people from a distance even to pray together mm-hmm. when they're having a just a check-in call or, hey, how are you doing? And just right. using those as opportunities to model for, and mm-hmm. the other aspect we talked about, to let them know that they're being prayed for and right. this is a way that we show our love for them.
Mm-hmm. I think, too, you know, for someone like myself, you know, praying in public, that's definitely stepping out of my comfort zone.
As it is for many
yes,
of us, yeah.
Yes, right. But also, you know, it's important, I think, to let other people know that you're praying for them. You know, I cherish my intimate time with God, but, you know, the Holy Spirit does prompt us, mm-hmm. you know. And I, as He prompts me, that's when I'm, you know, going to pray for someone else. It's not something that I do every single day, you know, but it is. It's just answering that call, you know.
Yeah.
That nudge.
Well, and I think yes. it's something that we yeah. definitely need to be open to, mm-hmm. right? Even with strangers, and again, we want to discern mm-hmm. prudence and boundaries mm-hmm. and all those things, but
right.
To let people know that we're people of faith, because if people of faith keep it to themselves, mm-hmm. then the secular world around us just seems more and more affirmed in their secularism because people of mm-hmm. faith don't let people know. And I mean, I've caught myself in the same thing. I mean, I wear a collar, so mm-hmm. I'm a kind of a walking billboard, mm-hmm. but sometimes when I'm on a plane or other things in a public venue, wanting to, again, try to walk that fine balance of witnessing without it appearing boastful to others. Mm-hmm. I know there was one time I was traveling, I was in the airport, and there was a passenger who was missed their flight, and they were visibly upset. They were just mm-hmm. tearful. I don't know what major event they were trying to get to, but this delay was very, they were very distraught. And mm-hmm. so I was trying to discern that moment. Well, like, Lord, should I approach them and just try to offer a word of encouragement, or, hey, I'll pray for you. And I wasn't sure exactly. I didn't want to intrude in their moment. But I just said, Lord, if they come by me one more time, if I see them again in the terminal, then I'll approach them. And sure enough, this moment, I was actually not in my collars. I was incognito. I got to surprise them as a Christian. And I just said, hey, I overheard what happened earlier, and I'm so sorry. And I will be praying that you get to your place safely. And is there anything else I can pray for? And and then she was like, well, are you so you're a person of prayers? Like, gosh, I'm a priest. And anyway, I was able to add a little bit of levity as well as encouragement. But how important it is to be open to those moments. And the Lord will often take us out of our comfort zone to be able to do that. So
absolutely. Great. And for the other people too, to be open to receive that, like the family that you're, you know, praying with and over in that small group.
Yeah. So, and again, look at how it impacted you all of these years later. You remember so clearly those moments where your grandmother was modeling prayer and the love that she showered you with. So thank you for sharing your story with us, because I think that it gives us all that reminder that those little things can be so meaningful to people and encourage us to do those small everyday acts of love and acts of witness too.
Yes. Well, thank you, Father, for having me and letting me share that with you. Yes.
So, Lenora, when it comes to your journey going forward, what encourages you to continue on your spiritual journey?
Just knowing who I am and who I belong to. Isaiah 43:1, Jesus tells me that, you know, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I called you by name. You are mine. Yeah. And that's really precious to me to know that I belong to him. And, you know, when I go to receive the gift of the Eucharist, that's something, you know, I just say, you know, you are mine and I am yours. And just to thank him, you know, so that gives me hope, just Jesus, you know, himself. And what he's done for us.
Yes, and that the power of that promise,
you know,
because we don't always have the feeling of how close God is or how much we are loved. Mm-hmm. But again, fear not, for I have redeemed you, and you are mine.
Yes.
Again, that promise that we cling to.
Right.
Beautiful. Exactly. Well, thank you so much again for joining us today.
Yes.
And I would like to thank all of our viewers. Please don't forget to like, share, or subscribe. And don't forget to click the bell down below to see all of the different notifications for our upcoming episodes. I would like to give a great shout out with great gratitude to our sponsors. Thank you for supporting Distilled Faith. And if you would like to support future episodes, please see the link below to support us through Patreon. Thank you again, and we will see you next time on Distilled Faith.